a lot of fun volunteering today. Helping the other kids makes me feel really good. I'm glad I can do it.
I'm glad you had a chance to help someone else. That's a good way to share the love that Jesus gave you. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. When I was a kid, I loved filling up my little pool on my family's back patio on hot summer days. But one time, I left the hose on too long, and then the water spilled all over the place. That's kind of like sharing the love of Jesus. When you're filled up to overflowing with His love, it spills out to everyone around you. And that's how you can follow the example of Jesus in Mark 10:45 when He said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others." Our story today is also called Serving Others. Dana's mom turned off the main road onto a dirt driveway. A sign next to the driveway read, "Hooves and Wheels." After she parked, Dana and her friend Christy climbed out of the minivan and ran to the big gray horse barn. Mrs. Sykes, the director of the equine therapy program, met them inside. "I'm so glad you two are here. I sure could use help. Would you please go groom Star for the first class?" She pointed to a pony in a nearby stall. Christy brushed Star's reddish coat until it looked smooth and glossy, while Dana scraped dirt and stones from each of the pony's hooves with a hoof pick. Christy placed a blanket and saddle on Star's back and tightened the girth under the pony's belly. Dana slipped a bridle over Star's ears and placed a metal bit into his mouth. She led Star to the mounting block. At the bottom of a wooden ramp, a girl sat in a wheelchair. A woman stood beside her. "This is Rebecca and her mom," Mrs. Sykes told them. She turned to the mother and daughter. "Dana and Christy are two of our volunteers." Rebecca gave them a shy smile. Dana had Star stand still beside the platform. Mrs. Sykes pushed the wheelchair up the ramp. Then she and another volunteer lifted Rebecca onto Star's back. Rebecca held onto a leather handle as Star was led to the riding ring. Christy and another volunteer walked on either side of Rebecca as she followed the riding instructor's directions. Hands up, reach for Star's ears, touch Star's tail. When the lesson was over, Rebecca gave Star a big kiss. "I had a great time volunteering today," Dana told her parents at dinner. "Helping people makes me feel good." Mom smiled. "That's because God created us to love Him. And one way we do that is by loving and serving others out of the love He has shown us. Jesus died on the cross for us, and He also served people in His day-to-day life when He was on earth. He fed the hungry, healed the sick, and even washed His friends' feet." "It's only out of God's love for us that we're able to love and serve others," Dad added. That night before bed, Dana prayed, "Thank you, Jesus, for loving me first and for giving me a fun way to help others." Well, what about you? Have you had the opportunity to love others by serving them? Did it make you feel good? Well, that's no surprise. God created us to love Him and to share His love with others. Jesus showed us that love by becoming the perfect servant. Jesus showed us that love by becoming the perfect servant for us. He wants everyone to know His vast love, and one way we can share it with others is through service. Help others see God's great love for them by serving them like Jesus. Our key verse is Mark 10:45.
"For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give His life as a ransom for many."
And our key thought today: love and serve others like Jesus. Don't you love reading a good book in your own special spot? You can do that with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Plus, you can win some prizes. Enter your name now with Mom and Dad at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.